non-understandable art and how to understand it. Art collectors, artists, and patrons of the arts having drinks together. In the following conversation, a socialite encounters members of the Wasl Artists Association and discovers the limitations and possibilities of contemporary Pakistani art through Wasl's programs and experiences. By using satire, the podcast focuses on the production and consumption of art in the context of various social and psychological power structures.
It was a chilly evening in Karachi. Champa had just made a drink for herself and was looking for new people she could be introduced to. She loved meeting new people so that they could experience the enigma that she was. While sauntering on the spacious, elegantly decorated balcony, she made a conscious effort to ignore the people she knew. Champa often refused to make eye contact with a lot of her acquaintances because she believed in the power of ignoring. The more you ignore someone, the higher your social status is perceived. Sometimes socializing meant putting on a performance for people instead of actually talking to them. From the corner of her eye, Champa could see some of her acquaintances scanning her, probably trying to say hello, but she just walked straight past them, making sure her posture was erect. She then spotted some artistic-looking girls sitting by the edge talking about something seemingly work-related. She figured they were artists because their clothes, despite being non-designer outfits, managed to look good. She walked closer, making sure her Chanel clutch was displayed ostentatiously across her chest, along with the diamond earrings in her ear. She hoped these artists recognized Chanel and could identify real diamonds from the fake. As she walked towards them, accentuating her toned figure, she overheard them say something about a performance piece. Excited, she decided to walk closer to these girls and introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Champa. I heard you guys talking about art. Thought I'd introduce myself.
She was a bold, confident woman who would walk up to strangers and strike a conversation.
I'm an art collector. My husband and I love art. Are you an artist?
Champa truly did love artists. She always felt she was one of them, but better, of course.
Well, Hira is a sculptor. We both graduated from the Indus Valley School of Art and Architecture. She graduated in 2015 and I graduated in 2014. I'm a graphic designer.
Sculpture? Wow. I do think it's such a great thing when artists take their work into the third dimension. It's quite fascinating, really. I mean, I actually think someone needs to start a YouTube channel on how to display sculptures properly. I mean, it's much harder to get a sculpture to look good than a painting. All my friends have had such issues displaying sculptures, you know.
Champa loved talking about her friends, even though she was not too fond of them.
Anyway, we work at Wasl. Are you familiar with it?
Yes. I know, Wasl. You asked me for a quote on art once for some publication.
Champa had wanted to give so much more than just one quote.
So, do you also get to make sculptures at work?
It was only since the last 2 years that Champa had acquainted herself to art that existed outside the drawing rooms. Prior to then, she had always wondered how anyone could have a career in the arts. After all, there isn't a lot to do other than having art exhibitions. One person paints and the helpers put the paintings up. However, by 2019, she had become more aware and was familiar with much more terms. So she was all set to impress these girls with her knowledge.
I love art. Tell me more about it. So what kind of art does your organization produce? Does Wasl also have a gallery? Do you also do oil and mixed media? Oh my god, do you also do watercolors?
Actually, we don't really do that. Our main purpose here at Wasl is to facilitate art and culture in the country. So we function as a space and a platform that nurtures creativity and allows for freedom for creating experimental work.
Experimental?
Mildly confused but not surprised, Champa's mind started reeling. Even though Champa had a feeling the art that Wasl facilitated would be very different, she still had a soft spot for pretty paintings, and she longed to meet people who appreciated the visual aspect of art. She nodded quietly to show that she understood what that meant. There were far too many ways one could experiment with art. However, Champa's favorite question began to float in her head. If it's not up on a wall, is it really art? But since Champa wanted to impress the girls, she didn't say it out loud. she started to get a sense that the art Vasil created was of a different genre than what galleries sold. Art was not just restricted to drawing rooms anymore. Art was now everywhere. Like artificial intelligence, it seemed to have the ability to develop its own personality. She wanted to know more about experimental art. She was quick to realize she probably won't be able to purchase the art coming out of Vasil, but she figured that nonetheless, she would be able to assist this production with her unique intellectual input.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. That type of art is also incredibly important for our cultural and psychological evolution. I mean, the way I see art, oil on canvas is important for our drawing rooms, but the experimental work is important for the development of the nation, the development of society, you know. So, how long have you been working at Vasil for?
We joined Vasil a few years ago at different points in 2016. Vasil has been functioning since 2001 actually. Initially as an artist collective, we recently re-registered as an artist association. It started off with a group of artists and since then it's been run by Adila Suleiman. She's our current director. Our main programs are residencies that we host for international and national artists. We do educational outreach efforts such as workshops and public art projects, produce publications.
So, what kind of artists do you choose? I also know some great artists you might like, by the way. I commissioned one of them to make a portrait of my husband and me.
Even though by now Champa knew that they would not be interested in artists who make portraits, Champa still felt it was important to flaunt that one knows people. That is the only way people take you seriously.
I think we've so far incorporated around 2,000 artists and people related to the arts through the projects that we've been implementing.
How fascinating! 2,000 artists? Wow, this is truly incredible. You must be working non-stop.
You would be surprised to know actually. Vasil has been working non-stop. It's actually the most favorite thing our director likes to quote about Vasil. But I mean, we've had our good days and our bad days.
Haha, sounds like a marriage. That also requires so much work, you know. But you know, in the end, all the work is totally worth it if your husband's rich. Anyway, tell me about the band. Is I would love to help you in whatever way I can.
Champa prided on being an all-rounder. A trophy wife, a socialite, and an intellectually driven woman with a fantastic sense of humor.
So basically, funding and support from international organizations were at their peak when 9/11 happened. That was one of the events that really shook things for Vasil in terms of logistics and finances. Our fundings got cut and suddenly there were higher risks of inviting international artists. There was political instability and insecurity. I could go on. I mean, the impact was felt world over, but the perspective of Pakistan really shifted for the rest of the world.
Champa did not appreciate the fact that these artists ignored her jokes on marriage. They probably don't appreciate the importance of marriages and being married to rich men. Since she was a well-behaved woman, she chose to not show her displeasure and instead move on with the conversation. She also wanted to establish a trustworthy relationship with these girls. The fact that this organization required funding excited her. She had some great ideas on how Vasil could generate funds. She even had ways of getting rich people to donate money. She decided to become a mentor to these girls and bestow them with her priceless advice and contacts.